Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babul Hassi ala Tathabbuti Fima Yaquluhu wa Yahkihi, the chapter on verifying what one says and relates. In other words, when somebody is saying something, when any person is saying anything, he must say something that he has verified, he's sure about what he's saying. He's not just assuming, he's got some type of perception, and based on his perception, he's just relating a story, or he's narrating and he's giving his view. Sometimes this perception or this thought in his mind may be completely incorrect, and somebody may be harmed by it, or people may be harmed by it. Sometimes the whole community can be harmed just by a person's misconception, by his wrong perception that he has. So therefore, if a person has to narrate or relate anything, then make sure he is 100% certain, he verifies his information before he narrates it, he onwards sends it, he forwards it. He must be very careful what he sends. Therefore, the general rule is, if something, a person is not sure whether it's necessary or unnecessary, don't relate it, don't narrate it, don't forward it. He's not sure. If he's 100% sure now this thing is good, there's benefit in it, people will benefit, then too now he must verify to see whether it's still correct before a person says it, narrates it, or forwards anything. قال الله تعالى ولا تقف ما ليس لك به علم. Allah Ta'ala says, do not pursue what you have no knowledge of. Anything that you have no knowledge of, don't pursue it, don't go behind it, don't dig in it, don't try and follow what you don't have known. It's something that you don't know, leave it. You don't know it. It is not relating to dini matters now. This is talking about other worldly matters. It's some story that you heard. Now you don't know much about it. Just leave it. There's no need for you to dig into it, pursue it, find out. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Don't narrate it. Don't dig into it. Don't try and find out more. Don't pursue it. Just leave it. It came to you. We rather all have that quality that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us to have. Let the heart stay clean. The heart must be clean. In other hadith we did, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling Sahaba that don't narrate to me stories of other Sahaba. I want to come out to you in such a condition that my heart is clean. And from there we said that ulama point out that in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam they wouldn't talk about anybody outside generally. It was not their style. They wouldn't talk. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling Sahaba, now I'm coming out to you, I'm coming with a clean heart. Don't spoil that heart of mine by coming and narrating stories of others to me. I don't want to hear the stories. This is that quality that we should try and have. Obviously, where there's something now, where there's harm being caused to the community, somebody's stealing, somebody's robbing, somebody's cheating, somebody's harming as far as the deen is concerned, it's a different issue. But just general stories, we should try our best not to listen. We should try and stay away from that gathering. If we can't stop that person, or we can't save the respect and repel what the person is saying, then at least just stay away for those moments. And when that person now starts talking other things that are relevant, that they've got to do with deen, then it's okay if we stay in that gathering. But the best thing for us is to move away. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Allah Pak says, whenever any word escapes, is a guard ready by him. He's one security guard. Allah Pak has appointed an angel that is taking every word and recording it. So a person has got manuscripts upon manuscripts upon manuscripts, just on what speech he's doing, what he's narrating, what he's relating, is all being recorded. So a person will have to answer even for that speech of his. And Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ كَذِبًا أَن يُحَدِّثَ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعَ. رواه مسلم. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is sufficient for a person to be considered a liar if he narrates what he hears. He just got some information, he narrates it. In other words, he didn't verify it. It's sufficient to call that person a liar. Why? Because he's just narrating what he hears. He's not verifying it. That's good enough to call this person a liar. Now look at how serious a matter this is. So therefore, we've got to be very careful. We heard something, be very careful. If we feel it's necessary to narrate it, verify it and then narrate it or relate it. But don't just get into the habit of narrating anything that we hear. This person told me, that person told me, not sure about it. So now it becomes a problem. Or some people put a disclaimer in a message. They want to send a message forward. They said, sent as received. That is not good enough. A Muslim has to verify. If he's sending something, he must verify what it is and then send it. Sent as received is not a verification. Verification means check up with the necessary, as we'll do the next ayat, check up with the necessary relevant authority, person who's authorized, or person who knows, or person is responsible enough to give some guidance on whether something is correct or incorrect. And sometimes we find that it's even words that are lies and fabrications about what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said. So it's fabrication about hadith also. Sometimes it's Shia narration, sometimes it's other fabrications. So a person is just forwarding without verifying how seriously matter it is. Allah Pak mentions in the Quran, وَإِذَا جَاءُهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِّنَ الْأَمْنِ أَوِ الْخَوْفِ أَذَاعُوا بِهِ وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَى أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَنْبِطُونَهُ مِنْهُمْ وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَاتَّبَعْتُمُ الشَّيْطَانَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. If they had referred to the matter to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what this ayat is referring to, very often what would happen was the people that are bringing the information will go to the masses first and tell them, and then after that, when there is fright, when there is scare, and when the people are already in a turmoil, parishan, now the message will come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So some Rasulullah, this ayat is teaching us something, that when information comes to, it must go to the correct recipient. Sometimes, and this is such a beautiful ayat, such a good thing to narrate and relate and reflect upon, that often it happens that things are happening, for example, in Syria, and there's some things that are very difficult, maybe Palestine, and some people video this thing, they record it. Firstly, we shouldn't even be looking at videos, but what some people do is now they send it to people that are not the correct recipients. In other words, they can't even handle that scenes. Those scenes are so violent, so difficult to see. Now it's sent sometimes to women, to widows, to people that are weak-hearted. When they see this, now even the iman becomes at stake. But if this can happen to Muslims, then people ask, where is Allah? What a dangerous question. Why? Because that information had come and was just sent to the wrong recipients. So this is what this ayat of the Quran is saying. If they had referred the matter to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those of them who have understanding, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those leaders that come, those people of authority, those who are understanding, they know how to deal with the information. If only that information went to them, it would surely be known to those of them to investigate the matter. If it were not for Allah's grace and mercy on you, you would surely follow shaitan, except for a few. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu in ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in fatabayyanu an tusibu qawman bijahalatin fatusbihu ala ma fa'altum nadimin. O you who believe, if any sinner brings to you any news, then verify it, lest you should harm any nation unknowingly and then become remorseful. Then what's the use? A person has caused so much of harm, then he comes to know that I sent out the wrong information, I spoke the wrong thing, I narrated the wrong information, I got the wrong myself, and because I didn't verify it, now I caused it. So now he becomes remorseful later. Now it is a little bit too late. Not that everything is lost, but it's a little bit late. So many people may be harmed, so many people's reputation may have got spoiled just by us narrating. One last hadith. And Samura radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man haddatha anni bi hadithin yara annahu kadhibun fa huwa ahadul kadhibin. Hazrat Samura radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who narrates something from me whilst he deems it to be a lie is one of the liars. So this person, he narrates something. In other words, he didn't verify anything. Just came to him. He said, right, this is a hadith. Let's forward it. He didn't verify it. He wasn't sure whether it's correct. So he deemed it incorrect as a lie. In other words, he wasn't 100% sure that this is the truth. Now this person narrates this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this person is one of the liars. In other words, he's one of those people that are fabricating against me. Therefore, let us be very, very careful. Now, we're sure there is no problem. But if we're not sure, let us be very, very careful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. This thing teaches us something very important. That a Muslim is on guard all the time as far as his tongue is concerned. He's very careful what comes out of it. Rather, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes out. The tilawat of Quran comes out. Ta'lim comes out. Person is giving dawah, that comes out. Person is making some muzakara, that comes out. But very, 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 very rarely should anything come out of the mouth. In fact, we should try and make it a point. If nothing comes out of the mouth that will cause any harm to anyone, or something that is futile, something that is useless. In husni islamil mar'i, tarkuhu ma la ya'ani. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, from the beautification of a person's Islam is that he leaves out those things that don't concern him. Let me utilize my time in those things that will benefit me, benefit my family, and benefit the ummah at large. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.